The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Dr. Drayvon James, and this is the Dr. Drayvon James Everyday Peace Show. Well, I am super excited to be here with you today because we are going to do something that we always do on this show, and that is explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Wow. I like to encourage people just to take a deep breath and slow exhale just on that, the definition of peace. Imagine you right now in the midst of whatever appears to be going on in your life, experiencing peace, whole, complete, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. That is possible. And on this program, we focus on women helping women, so that we bring this knowledge back to our communities, to our families, and to the world at large. We bring the guests and topics that highlight opportunities for us to learn and to grow. And if you're new to our tribe, well, let me be the first to welcome you to the world of everyday peacemakers. You can learn more about me and the work that we're doing here by visiting drdrayvonjames.com. And that's where you'll find words of wisdom, encouragement, contact information. You'll find free gifts and free opportunities to take advantage of. You'll find information on our Leaders in High Heels, which is our 12-week coaching program, group coaching for women, guaranteed to have you experience a quantum leap in your life. It's Leaders in High Heels. So contact me on that on our website at drdrayvonjames.com so you can find out how you can be part of our next group. So I'm super excited for today's guest. Her name is Debbie Spector Weissman, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. I absolutely love her. She's been on my show before. I've been on her show before. And I think when you hear today's topic, you are going to be in love. I mean, this topic, I'm going to tell you the topic before I tell you about her. This is using dreams to change your life. That's it. Go get people, call them, text them, tell them, turn on, listen to the show right now. Using dreams, your dreams. I'm talking about nighttime dreams. You can use those dreams to change your life. And Debbie Spector Weissman is here to tell us about that. She's using the proven power of dream work to reveal unvoiced confidence has been the multi-year study of Debbie Spector Weissman. She is committed to helping others find their voice through her private The Dream Coach programs and her best-selling books. Her acclaimed podcast, Dream Power Radio, has reached thousands, where she instructs on how to understand and use dreams for greater self-awareness and finding those hidden answers to unsolved problems. Wow. Debbie, I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome to Everyday Peace. I'm so happy you're here today.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here because we're talking about my favorite topic, dreams.
Yes. And who doesn't, have a dream? I don't care if you're not the kind of person who dreams often, but if you had one, you remember it and you're scratching your head and you're wondering, well, what did that mean? Now, I'm a person who I typically do dream, and I've talked to you before. So some of the things that you're going to say today, I'm doing, and I'm excited to hear more tips on how we can use dreams to improve our life. And before we get started in the meat of this, I want to ask this question because I always think about it after we finish our time together. But how did you get started in doing this type of work, helping people to decipher their dreams, to uncover hidden treasures in their life?
Well, not surprisingly, it was a dream that got me to where I am now. It started, I had, maybe starting about 20, 25 years ago, just realized that my life wasn't really going the way I wanted it to go. So I just started this years of exploration, looking at all kinds of different things. It was inspired by the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, which is a movie that my husband and I worked on from the movie side of it, not really knowing anything about what it was talking about, which is all about empowerment and how you can make choices in your life. Up to that point, I didn't know that I could do that. So that was a revelation. But it got me on this journey. And along the way, I met a dream worker, Kelly Sullivan Walden, who is a brilliant dream worker, and started doing dream circles with her, and then started taking her program on learning more about dreams. Not necessarily to be a coach, just because I wanted to learn more about it. But all along, since I started this, I was taking more account of my dreams, writing a dream journal, writing them down, and working with them to just discover a little bit more about myself I hadn't realized. Well, one night I had the dream, which I call the dream that changed my life. The thing about this dream was it wasn't a big, long thing. It wasn't this, went on for hours. It wasn't even an image. It was one word. But the word was so crazy that I took notice. I said, what is this? The word was codpiece. And I said, this is strange. Why am I dreaming about codpiece? And it's one of these words that you think you know, but you're not sure. So the first thing I did was I looked it up, and it turns out that codpiece was a garment made of either leather, sometimes metal, that men in the Middle Ages wore to protect their genitals. And in a more modern sense, it got a revival in the 80s when hard rockers like Ozzy Osbourne would wear a codpiece as part of their costume. So that was it. So it was like one thing you always ask when you have a dream is what, when you're thinking about a symbol and not quite knowing what it is, what does this symbol mean to me? Well, what does a codpiece mean to me? And I was baffled at first because I love history. I wasn't that interested in medieval history per se, so I don't know why I was drawn to that. I like music, but I wasn't particularly into heavy metal music. So I had to think and really dig down, what does a codpiece mean to me? And it took a little while, but then I started to realize, well, what is a codpiece, in general? It is something hard that is used to protect something that is very precious, because of course a man's genitals is the most precious thing they have. So how does that relate to me? And it got me, that was when like the aha, that light bulb came on. And I said, up to that point, I was very, very shy, very quiet. I didn't speak up unless people spoke to me. I didn't give my opinions unless people asked me for my, so I didn't volunteer much about my life. And so I realized that the codpiece was that big, heavy thing that was protecting something precious, which was me, from the rest of the world. And because I was in this search for, self-discovery, I realized I'm not going to get anywhere until I step out of the codpiece or remove the codpiece. And that revelation really changed my life. I realized there was, again, going back to that whole what the bleep lesson of, you can choose what you do. I realized, well, I can choose to step out of the copies. I could choose not to be so quiet. I could choose to speak up. And doing that, for one thing, it made me so convinced that dreams are powerful that I finished this course and became a certified life coach, because I thought if a dream could have this powerful effect on me, I have to be able to share it with other people and hope I can help other people realize how powerful dreams can be and what you can do with them. So that's the short answer.
I love that answer because I hear so much in there, and that you use this dream to help you. You bought into it, right? Because it's something that was happening to you, coming from within you. So, and I view dreams as being some foretelling about my life situation in some way or another. So I'm fascinated by that. And I'm certainly grateful that you wrote down that dream. I had never heard the term codpiece before. So thank you for that. It would have just stopped me. But I would have thought it was a 10 word maybe.
There's a postscript I want to add. So a couple of days later, I had another dream. And again, it wasn't one of these big dreams again. It was just one word. But this time the word was almond. And when I realized that, I just burst out laughing, because what is an almond? It is something with a shell that is holding something precious, which is, you know, the almond nut. But I was laughing because the almond shell isn't as strong as the codpiece. So I said, this was confirmation I was on the right track, and I had to continue down that path.
Yeah, because you were releasing the bondage or the shield that was in front of you. I get it. I so get it. And I'm grateful that you did you follow through on that, because it's so important, I think, to move forward on these dreams. And of course, today we're talking to Debbie Spector Weissman, and using dreams to change your life is our topic. Now, you can find more about, we're going to be talking today in our time period, but if you visit her newly revamped website, which is thedreamcoach.net, you can find out more about her. And of course, as she mentioned, or I may have mentioned in her bio, that she has her own podcast called Dream Power Radio. So we're highly encouraging that if you want to learn more about her, if you want to find out some of her books, listen to her talks on dreams, please visit the website. Everything you need to know is there. So we all know what a dream is. We've all had a dream. Before we talk about dreams, I want to ask this question as it popped in my head today. What about people who daydream? Are daydreams, do they have the same impact on being able to be used to change our life as the dreams that we have when we are maybe in deep sleep? Or I don't know if we have them in deep sleep. I don't want to say that, but the dreams that we have when we're asleep, are they to be dealt with differently than the daydreams that we have?
Daydreams are beautiful, and no, they are very much the same. While we dream, we're in a different brainwave from the brainwave that we have, you know, when we're in the waking state. You know, right now we're in the beta state, and when we daydream, we don't quite go as deep as we do when we're in REM sleep, but we do leave that beta state. So daydreams are a wonderful way to let go of, you know, your conscious feeling. And just as an anecdotal thing, Thomas Edison got many of his ideas for inventions while daydreaming.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's great to know, because I know there are people who say, well, I don't sleep well at night, and so I'm not dreaming at night. But they will admit that they do daydream. They do drift off sometimes during the day into a world where they're in a more relaxed state of mind. I'm sorry. And when you talk, always, I feel like I have to have a pen and paper in my hands, because I'm always learning something. But I know you said so the REM sleep is when we're dreaming, but the beta awareness, is that what we're operating in now? We're in beta now?
We're in beta now. And REM is not the only part of sleep where we dream. In fact, many of very powerful dreams that people have come at the very beginning of sleep and the very end of sleep. So it's a different stage. And there's even been some studies to say that when we're in the deepest stage of sleep, we also dream. Because for a while, it was thought that we don't dream, that we only dream in REM. But they're learning so much about, the scientific aspect of dreams all the time. We're always learning something else. I mean, I guess 30 years ago, right. 40 years ago, nobody knew what REM was. So we're right. always learning about that. But the ancients knew the power of dream work well before science was involved.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And when you say the ancients too, I know my ancestors would just come and pop me on the shoulder for saying this, but I grew up in a household where my grandmother, I can remember my grandmother and my great grandmother sitting over tea or coffee in the morning and talking about what they dreamt about last night, right? And saying, oh, well, that means this and this means that. So you're right. It used to be a thing. And I think people relied on it a lot more so than we do today. And that could be just our knowledge base. So how can dreams help us to make the internal shift to a life that we love? Could you imagine that? Just loving your life, no matter what's going on in the external world, and the facts that dreams could help us do that. So how can we use dreams to get there?
Okay, well, first I'm going to start. I say this so much, it seems like a mantra to me, but I believe it so wholeheartedly. There's a very prominent dream worker of the late 20th century, early 21st century, Jeremy Taylor. And he said that all dreams reflect our inner creativity and our ability to face and solve life's problems. And I just think that sums it up better than I can say it. I'll give credit to the person who said it first. When we dream, like I said, we leave our conscious state. And right now in our conscious state, two of us are sitting here talking, but at the same time, there are all these little thoughts going on in the back of our heads. We're probably not paying attention to it too much now because we're actively talking, but throughout the day, you'll have thoughts come into your head, just pop in, pop out, something you may even be vaguely aware of. That 75% of those thoughts are negative. And we don't realize how much they are driving us in our everyday behavior. When we dream or at nighttime, that part of our brain shuts off. And the part of our brain where we dream opens up. And our visual cortex also opens up, which is why we can see dreams when we're sleeping. And when we're in that state of our subconscious, all those thoughts that are going on, they don't exist. We're only in our pure self. Our pure thoughts, our pure concept of who we are. And because we are by nature full of love, when we're in that state, we are receptive to getting the messages from our soul that we are craving to hear. And sometimes they will give us messages that will give us answers to problems. If we have a specific problem, sometimes they're there just to validate something in our life to remind us that everything's okay, to remind us there are aspects of ourselves that are okay. Sometimes it's there, whatever it is. I mean, everybody's dream is different. Everybody's circumstance is different. But the general feeling for all is that dreams carry so many important messages for us if we take the time to listen to them.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's there. And I love something that you just said. I don't want our listening audience to miss this. I'm going to paraphrase it. I'm sure it's our natural state is love.
Absolutely.
Now, I know if you're watching others' behavior, and I dare say our own behavior, we would not necessarily believe that all the time, seeing how we are prone to worry and to argue and to be malcontented. But the reason I'm guessing, you can correct me if I'm wrong, when you said that, I had to jot it down because I love it. I believe that the reason that we feel so unsettled sometimes is that we're acting outside of our natural state. Worry is not natural for us. Our natural state is love. So arguing and complaining and these things aren't natural. And it's why it takes such a toll on the body.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, because when we're born, when we're little babies, we don't hate. We don't have worry. We don't have anxiety. We're not out to get people. except to cry to say we're hungry and we want something like that, but we're not malicious. We're loving. We smile at our parents, you know, we're there to exude love. But then as we get older, life happens and we're given so many messages that chip away at that state to the point where we realize that, well, yeah, we all love, you know, we can all say that we have love in our hearts, but there's so many other things that have, that compete with that love, that
so many distractions. You're right. Yeah. But I like that statement. So, you know, it kind of reminds me of maybe dreaming, helping us to get, or daydreaming, as we said, to get back to our normal state, which is a state of love. Isn't that wonderful?
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, well, thank you for that explanation. Now, how do we access our dreams? How do we do that? And you said earlier, you mentioned about writing your dreams down. I remember you were on the show before, and I talked with you privately, and I now do that. But let's talk about first how to access our dreams, and then why is it so important that we write those dreams down? So how do we access these dreams that we're having?
Okay, well, the first thing is to be aware of a couple of facts. One is that we all dream, because so many people say, oh, I can't remember my dreams because I don't dream, but we all dream. We all dream between 6 to 9 dreams a night, depending on our sleep cycle. Well, depending on how we sleep. Many of the dreams that we have, I like to say that dreams, one of the functions of dreams is to be our mental filing cabinet. You know, they kind of sort out, you know, what's happened the day before, so that when we wake up in the morning, we're not filled with everything that happened the day before. And that's all with our mind. We can't go forward. So it helps us go forward. So, you know, we don't have to remember those dreams. But in order to remember our dreams, so you have to remember, A, that we do dream. The other thing is that dreams are important. Because if you don't believe dreams are important, you're not telling your brain that they're important. And if you're not telling your brain they're not important, you won't remember them. They'll just happen and you won't know about it. But one example of, even if you're not actively trying to remember your dreams, how many times have you gone to bed angry and woken up feeling wonderful and refreshed? Well, most likely you had a dream in which whatever was causing that anger to manifest got sorted out and resolved. So that's why you woke up refreshed. So you didn't have to remember the dream to do that. But when you do remember your dreams, you can be so much more specific, because you can, you know, either take a spontaneous dream and analyze it and see what it has to tell you. Or when you're in the practice of remembering your dreams on a more regular basis, you can do what's called dream incubation. And that's where, right before you go to sleep, you meditate on something that you want your dream to give you, some answer your dream you know, want to give you. And of course, that's going to be different for everybody. But let's say, for example, you're in a job and you're not happy with it. And maybe you want to know, should I quit this job? And, you know, your conscious mind is going to give you one answer, but your dreaming mind is going to give you the answer. It doesn't have all that bias in it. So if you're doing dream incubation, you can, like I said, meditate on it right before you journal about it, before you go to bed. You know, why do I want to know the answer to this? What am I going to do about it? What can I gain from it? Just a little bit. You don't have to do a lot, but just enough so that your brain is getting that message that this is what you want to dream about. And then write down one sentence of what you want to dream. So the sentence could be, I want to know, tell me if it is in my best interest to quit my job. Write it down. And then what I like to do is I like to put it under my pillow when I do that. Some people have a little box that they put next to their bed and they put it in the box, sort of like a treasure chest for your dream. And right before you go to bed, when you're lying down and you're closing your eyes, you're just getting ready to go to sleep, repeat that question several times. Because that, again, prompts your brain to think about it. And you go to sleep. Now, I will be honest and say you may not get the answer that night. Doesn't always happen that night. But if you do it the next night and then the night after that, you will get that answer in your dream. So that's one way we can do it.
I'm here, like my mouth is wide open practically as I'm thinking that here we are in a dream state. And I think most people think dreams are sort of haphazard, like they just happen. And of course, sometimes if you go to bed really stressed about something, you'll dream about that activity. But here you are telling us a way to be, to take command over the dream, to put a suggestion out there, and that our brain or our body, however this works within ourselves, absorbs that question and then goes to work on resolution and putting it in our minds through a dream so that we can then take it into our physical world and make whatever adjustments are necessary. And this is all drawing back to making an internal shift to a life that we love by getting the answers and the solutions to things that are troubling us. So this this incubation sounds like a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. How often can you do this in a week?
Well, you can do it every night if you're a really super active dreamer. I will give you an example of what happened to me, because this actually directly relates to you, Trayvon. I'm going to peel back the curtain a little and say that I interviewed you for my podcast a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about happiness, and I got off of that call with you, and I was just feeling on top of the world. I was super charged, full of happiness. Then I go upstairs and I run right into a crisis that my husband is having about a project that he's working on. I was also involved in. And to make it worse, it was a project with a lot of emotion attached to it. And I realized that one of the ways that I could be of service to helping see if I could get a resolution to it was to write an email to the person who was causing the problem. And wasn't going to be an email that was going to happen that night, but I knew I would have to do it. And over dinner, I'm kind of thinking, what am I going to write? You know, I know how to write something, but I wasn't sure about the right words, the right attitude to take and everything. So I incubated a dream. And I would say, to be honest, I didn't have the answer that night, but the next day I took a nap and I woke up from that nap with the words, the attitude, everything to write down. I jumped up and wrote it all down, and the situation is still ongoing, so I don't have a resolution, but when it comes time to send that email, those are the words I'm going to use, because I think it will resolve the situation. So that's an example of the power of dreams, because I could not think of that consciously in my conscious mind.
Wow. I know this works. I mean, you've been doing this forever. You've provided some wonderful insight. And again, for those of you who may have joined us a little bit late, our guest today is Debbie Spector Weissman. She is talking with us today about using dreams to change your life. And she has done this for thousands of people. Her podcast is available for us to listen to learn from, to go and purchase her books that are out there on the topic. And it is the Dream Power Radio. Her website, which is newly revamped and gorgeous and very informative, is thedreamcoach.net. So we're encouraging you today, if you want to use a resource that is readily available to you, which is your dreams, right? Personalized for you in your moment of rest, you have dreams that come to you. And did you know that you can use those dreams to make an internal shift to the life that you love? And Debbie has just spent some time talking to us about how to do dream incubation to help you solve problems. I think that is just so amazing, because I know right now, under the sound of our voices, there are people right now who say, you know, I got so many problems. And you can go to work on those problems by using dream incubation. I can think of nothing better, right? This is, you're going to go to bed eventually at some point. Why not dream up the solution to whatever's bothering you? So now, how can dreams help us to rediscover our confidence? And just have to build up that confidence. I say rediscover, but I do know there are people who say, you know, I've never been confident. So if you've never been confident, that's fine. This most likely can still work for you. And Debbie will tell us that.
Well, actually, we were all born confident. You know, go back to that baby I talked about earlier.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't suppose you remember what you were like when you were like 9, 10 months old, but you start crawling and starting to learn how to walk. You got up, you took some steps, you fell down. What did you do? You probably laughed because it was fun. It was an exciting adventure. And this was wonderful but you got up again. Even though it might hurt to fall, you got up again because you had the confidence that you were going to figure it out and you were going to do it. The same thing happened when you're a little bit older and learning how to feed yourself. You know, you grab the spoon from your mother's hand and you dip it into that oatmeal, and you probably got half of it on your face and maybe some of it got into your mouth, but you kept at it. You kept at it because you knew you were going to do it. You had that inner confidence. And then again, life happens. Life starts throwing things at us, you know, giving us all of those self-limiting beliefs that hold us down and keep us from really maximizing our power. Well, when we dream, again, we could do this with dream incubation, or just tell yourself, tonight, I want to have a dream that's going to show me where I am lacking, or phrase it in the way that works for you. Again, the thing is, it's not so much that I tell you what to do. It's I'm giving you the guidance on the general guideline, but you use your words that fit your situation to deal with whatever problem you're having. And so two things will happen. You can either find out or discover through your dream a limiting belief that you have, you know, through what happens in the dream. It gives you some understanding about that. Or just learning how to figure out what your dreams mean is also a way to give you confidence of, this is something I can really understand my mind better, and I can work with myself better because now I know myself better, and it feeds upon each other. The more dreams you have, the more you get to know yourself better, and the more you know yourself better, the more you feel better about yourself, and the more you feel better about yourself, the more confident you are. And when you put all that into action, that's what breeds confidence.
Oh, and as you were talking, the one word that kept coming up in my mind was self-awareness. Your dreams are kind of the key to your self-awareness, being more aware about you, right? And so, and I know we're almost out of time, but I would be remiss. I told people that I was having you on the show, and a question came to me, which I thought, wow, I'll bring that up on the show. And that question was, in a dream that's
multifaceted. A lot of things are going on. How do you know what the focus should have been in the dream? Like a lot of things are happening in this dream. You jot it down, you have that, but how do you know where your focus should be on what particular part?
Okay, well, this is something I was taught, so I'm not going to take the credit for it. But what you do is you ask yourself, if my dream were a movie, what would the title be? And one of these things where you don't, and you do this, don't think about it. It's like snap thing. First thing that comes into your mind, what would the title be? And then say, what would the subtitle be? And when you look at that, you'll see that that will correlate to a certain part of the dream. So that means look at that part of the dream first. That will be the most important part of the dream for you, the part that's going to give you, the insight you want right away. And then once you've done that, then you can go back and look at the rest of the dream, and see how it goes. But that's the way to start when you have one of these dreams that goes on forever.
Right. And it helps you to focus. What would the title be? Helps you sort of focus and to hone in. Well, thank you so much for that. I know that those who are seeking that answer to that will be eternally grateful, because there's a lot of buzz out here about in the world about how to live the life that you love. And here's something that's already within us, already been genetically engineered to your particular life. So it's something that I think is great. It's not cookie cutter. It's individualized. And it's just a matter of us learning. It's another tool. Dreams are another tool for us to use to navigate life. How about that?
Absolutely. And,
right, another tool for 100%. Us to navigate life. So tell us again about the revamped website and what we're going to see when we go there. What's the address of the new website?
It is thedreamcoach.net. It's important it's net. And if you want to get in touch with me, my email is debbie@thedreamcoach.net. I've got all kinds of information about dream work, why it's important to dream, some of the tools. There's a little infographic on how to remember your dreams, and there's one about confidence, and there's one about what I love to call the dream date, which is something you do in your conscious mind. There are links to my books. There's a blog. There's media. There's all kinds of stuff. Links to the website and, links to the podcast, Dream Power Radio. And coming soon will be my revamped YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel now, but I'm fixing it up, and it will be launching in the next couple of months.
Oh, wonderful. Now, so are you still providing coaching? Can people still call you with
absolutely.
Their dreams?
And absolutely.
If you go to the website, important for our audience to know.
Right. If you go to the website, there's a little tab called coaching. Look at that, and they'll tell you all about my services. And I always give a complimentary, like, called dream discovery call. So if anybody is on the fence and thinking, well, I don't know if I want this or not, I'll be glad to talk to you and help you see if dream coaching is for you.
Yeah, I think that's so important, because we have, I'll say it again, all these tools. Probably there is inside of us, when you're talking, what I see is like, we are creating our own pathway to success. We just don't, we're not able to decipher it without a lot, some coaching and some help on how to get there. So that is great that you're offering that. And your podcast, again, is Dream Power Radio, where our audience can follow you and what's going on in the world of dreams. I am super excited that you've joined us today. I'm Dr. Drayvon James, and this is Everyday Peace. And if you are looking for a place to grow and learn and to just grow into your own power of leadership. Oftentimes when I talk about leadership, people think I'm only talking about your job and how to get to the next promotion in your job. And while we definitely cover that, because that's a part of our life's journey for many of us, but becoming a leader of you is the first and most important role that you'll have as a leader. Becoming very self-aware of who you are, what lights your life up, what's important to you, and how to get there, the rediscovery of you. I encourage you to join us for the very next 12-week group coaching session of Leaders in High Heels. You'll be so glad that you did. I promise you, you'll walk away with a quantum leap in your life on your way to getting to the success that you want out of life. So visit my website at drdravonjames.com. You're going to find lots of information there, but you're going to find information about our Leaders in High Heels, and we would love to have you as part of that program. Until next time, I'm Dr. Dravon James. This is Everyday Peace, and I absolutely love you.
I'm Victoria Moran. Since we launched the Main Street Vegan podcast back in 2012, lots more people have discovered the way that moving in a vegan direction can infuse our lives with vitality, spirituality, and compassion. My guests are experts on every aspect of making this work in your real life and our real world. Join us for Main Street Vegan here on mindbodyspirit.fm.